You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who has come in order to give us a good news that we can bear witness to, a good news at work in our lives at this very moment. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have you ever left a review on something? I kind of like leaving reviews. I enjoy the way that it kind of brings everything together for me. In fact, I remember a time before we had kids, when I had a lot more time to do things like write reviews, that I actually thought it was kind of fun. You know, anything that I would read professionally, and even some of the things that I would read for pleasure, I would make sure that I wrote a review of those things. And the reason that I would do it a lot of times is that it would just kind of bring everything together for me. It was a good way to sort of cap everything off and be like, okay, this book was about this, and I kind of feel like this was about 4 stars or something. And then, you know, I would write about things I would read. I would write about albums that I listened to. I would write about all sorts of different things. And then things started, you know, kind of getting busy in our lives. And so I stopped writing quite as many reviews. And then we had this opportunity that kind of came about through some weird things. And this opportunity came about where I was given the opportunity to review stuff again. And the way that this worked was that we were contacted by this person named Catherine, who did not have the best grasp of the English language, Catherine would connect with us, and Catherine would give us sort of this laundry list of items that we could review, and so from that I got to say, oh, okay, well, you know, this sounds good, I think we could review that, and so then we would go and we would purchase that item. And we purchased the item, it was sent to us, we would take a picture of the receipt, and we would send that off to Catherine. Then we would go about writing the review, and once we wrote the review and posted it, then Catherine would send us our money back and reimburse us for the thing that we were reviewing. Now, that said, I'm not entirely sure that this is 100% legal. But it was what it was, and it was kind of fun. You know, we got to review all sorts of fun stuff. You know, we got to review things like laptop stands and champagne flutes and kitchen scrubbies and all sorts of different other stuff. And it was kind of fun getting back into writing reviews again. And the thing that kind of spoiled it, though, was that every now and again we'd run into something that, well, we didn't like so much. Every now and again we'd run into something that I was like, oh, this gets 4 stars, or this gets 3 stars. And after that, we would get this sort of passive-aggressive email from Catherine. About like, well, you really should rate it 5 stars, because no matter how you feel about it, that's a part of this game, whatever the game was. And so after that, we said, I'm not really interested in doing that. I'm not really interested in sort of this false witness of this thing that I received. And so that's what it's like to write a review. And maybe you've written reviews as well. Maybe you've written reviews for things that you've gotten on Amazon, or maybe you've just read some of those funny, hilarious reviews of different items on Amazon. There's a bunch out there. If you just Google up funny Amazon reviews, there's a ton of them, and they really are kind of funny. Or maybe you've left a review at a restaurant. There's all sorts of opportunities for us to leave reviews now. Now, there are different kinds of people who leave reviews. There are people who are like me who kind of just seem to enjoy writing reviews. There are other people who write reviews out of vengeance. Yeah, you know, if you're that person, you know what I'm talking about. You're like, I don't write a review until they have done me wrong. And then at that point, I am going to let the world know how awful this person is. And usually, probably expand that awfulness out to more than the actual experience was. And conversely, that means that there has to be some people out there, some kind-hearted people who are just like, I'm going to write a great review for everything. And I'm going to write this glowing review of stuff that's really just absolutely terrible. And they are probably paid by Catherine. But that all gets us into this idea of what it's like to leave a review. And, you know, the question then comes to us here today on a Sunday morning as we're thinking about Jesus, as we're thinking about our faith, as we're thinking about what we have received in him. Well, what would we put in our review? You know, what would be our review of Jesus? You know, how would that play out? How would we leave a review? Would we be kind of, you know, vengeful about the things that we didn't experience and we were hoping to experience? Would we be, you know, sort of like false and fake about it and start to say, well, everything in my life is so much better now that I have Jesus and I don't have any problems, I don't have any more sins, you know, that kind of fake review? Or would your review be sort of something in between? Well, I think when we start thinking about our witness of Christ and we start thinking about the reviews that we might leave, we start to think about some of the readings that we just read. Some of these readings where we kind of go, well, I'm not sure how I would leave a review because my review seems to be very different from the reviews of the people that we just read about. You know, our reviews are not the same as the reviews of people like Peter and John and Thomas. You know, we just don't have the same sort of reviews, really. We don't have this review where, you know, you can think about what Peter's review must have been like, where Peter said, I was a lowly fisherman. This guy came and he said, follow me. And I did. And even though I denied him three different times, he still let me back in and actually let me be sort of the leader of this whole thing. It's fantastic. And after that, I'm healing people by my shadow and angels are letting me out of prison. I mean, that's a great review. You also have this review that we have from the book of Revelation. This crazy review where John is telling us about this momentous experience where he was on the island of Patmos and he had been put there by the Roman authorities, possibly after they tried to kill him by boiling him alive in oil. So he's like, ugh, completely disgusting. He's off on this island, and there Jesus appears to him in this crazy way, with this all sorts of lit up, and he's got a sword coming out of his mouth, and he's got stars in his hand, which he must put in the other hand, because then he takes John, and he, with his right hand, he picks him up, and you know, it's this crazy story, and we go, oh man, my review is nothing like that. At least not that you've told me. And then you have this other review. You have this review that comes from the book of John. So John is writing here about this thing that happened right after Jesus rose from the dead. And he's writing about how Jesus comes and he says, peace be to you. And he tells the disciples that they are sent, and he breathes on them, giving them this gift of the Holy Spirit, basically inaugurating in them a new humanity. So he's sort of redoing what happened in Genesis 1, where God forms and shapes humanity, and then he breathes into humanity, and he says, go, now you're a great human being. He's doing that again in the person of Jesus by gathering together his disciples and breathing into them and creating this new humanity that is known as the church. And there you've got one guy who missed out on that, Thomas, and you would be like, oh, too bad, so sad. But even Thomas, who says, well, if I don't put my finger into his hands and put my hand into his side, which gross, then I'm never going to believe. Even that guy gets included. I mean, those are great reviews. And I think oftentimes we fail to witness to Christ because we think that our review should be the same. We think that our review should be something like what those early disciples had. And we kind of look at our lives and we go, man, that's not what I'm experiencing. I'm not experiencing these moments of crazy, miraculous things that are happening to me. I'm not having these wild visions of Jesus. And at some level, we start to get sort of disappointed in our Christian lives, which is not what God would have us be. Rather, God wants us to be witnesses to the things that he's actually doing in our lives. He wants us to be witnesses to the word that seeps into our lives, things that those disciples could have only guessed at. I mean, we have this whole New Testament thing that, if you think about it, would have been mind-blowing to every single person in those readings that we just read. They have this story of who Jesus was, and it's all put together for us, and how those disciples must have wanted that, wanted something that they could have said, I now have in my possession all of the stories of Jesus that can lead people to faith. And yet, we look at our lives and we go, oh, I haven't received that much. And because we haven't received much, sometimes we're tempted to do one of two things. We either don't leave the review, or we leave a bad review. We go, well, I really would have liked a Christianity where I was able to get set free from prison. Why you're in prison is probably a different story. But you would have liked that, or I would have liked an experience of God where he would have come to me with the 7 stars in his right hand. But God is doing something great in your life. And the thing that he's doing in your life has to do with Peter and with John and with Thomas. Because what God is calling us to witness to is to witness to the train of things that has happened in his church. God is calling us not to just witness to our own lives, but he's calling us to witness to the fact that we have something like a New Testament. The fact that you, before you ever came to University Lutheran, likely had other people that would teach you about who Jesus is. That you have people in your life who formed and shaped you into being the Christian that you are today. Maybe those were your parents or your grandparents or other Christians, but whoever it is, they're a part of your story as well. They're a part of your review as well. Just like those words of Scripture are a part of your story that you can point back to, and you can say, this is a part of my story. Having this story about Peter is a part of my story that I can witness to. I can witness to how great it is to have that story of Peter. I can witness to how great it is that I have the story as well of John having this great vision. How great it is that I have this story of what happened to Thomas. And because of all of those stories, I have this faith that is shaped by those things. I have this faith that is shaped by the people who came before me, the people who were a part of the church's history for thousands and thousands of years. I have this faith of the people that shaped and formed me personally, the preachers and the teachers and the fellow Christians who have taught me how to be a disciple of Jesus. All of those things are the things that we bear witness to now. All of those things are the things that we leave a review for now. As we talk to others who are around us and say, isn't it amazing? God thought so much of me that in 2,000 years of history, he has continued to work so that it comes down into my life, so that I can leave a testimony, I can leave a witness of what he has done, not only for people like Peter and John and Thomas, but for people like the people in all of those thousands of years of church history, like all of the people that shaped and formed me, and even so that I now can be a part of the story of other people. Because as we become witnesses, as we leave reviews of who Jesus is, we become a part of the story of the next generations of people that know him. And that doesn't mean that it has to be big and fantastic. It doesn't mean that there has to be crazy visions or stories about being left out of jail, or even stories about seeing Jesus appear in a locked room. But rather, it gets to be your story. The story of a thousand years of history that has culminated in a moment where you are able to leave a review and say, this is the historic apostolic Christian faith on which I stand. And to that, I will leave a review of the amazing fact that Christ has not only included all of those other people in my life, but that he has included me despite my sins and frailties into his kingdom, so that other people with sins and frailties much like my own can hear my testimony and my witness of what it's like to be a part of his church and be called by his Holy Spirit through my review. So may you go out this week recognizing that you are called to be his witnesses, and that the Holy Spirit is right there beside you, being a witness to him as well throughout the history of the church. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through his church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.